Now, if you're looking for something to do this weekend that'll really get the taste buds going, head along to the Brisbane Showgrounds Exhibition Building in Bowen Hills. It started today. It goes through to Sunday. It's the International Cake Show Australia. It's being hosted by the Australian Cake Artists and Decorators Association, and award-winning cake and sugar artist Zoe Byers is on the line. We wanted to speak to Zoe yesterday, but the Prime Minister thwarted you, Zoe. Thanks for making yourself available again today.
Absolute pleasure.
Now, how's it been today? It started today, didn't it?
It has started today. It's been great today. We've had a huge amount of people through the doors and appreciating all the amazing cake work that's here.
How did you start? I mean, just with normal little cakes and wanted to get a little bit more adventurous? Was it as simple as that?
Yeah, it really was. It was a moment of me loving food. I mean, who doesn't love cake? I love to make cake. I love to eat cake. So it all started with that. And then each time you make something, you push yourself that little bit further and you push yourself and push yourself. And it's got to the point now where I've helped the team here make a cake with moving parts and lights and noise and the whole thing. So it all comes from an original cupcake initially.
So moving parts and noise. So yeah. It's how does that work? I saw one of your one of your cakes on your website, the one with the phone, hanging up in the air. That intrigued me. But what's how do you get things moving?
Oh, well, it's all about a little bit of engineering. So it's amazing the skills and the things that translate to making cake. It's not just, I guess, making some, throwing some eggs and flour into the oven. There's a lot of things that come into play. So I don't have an engineering degree, but I've certainly learned a lot about gravity in the last few years and how it works. And you need to take all those things into consideration. So it's about working out what your final outcome is and how to get to that point. So whether you need to build structures or you need to, like the giant shark that we've got here, for example, this weekend, we've had giant steel fabrication built to hold the weight of the cake. It's all starting with a lot of planning to begin with, and you create from there. So it's a really great opportunity.
This might seem a silly question, but do they get eaten after you've had them judged and finished them?
Look, a lot of the cakes, to be completely honest, a lot of the cakes that are at competitions and that sort of thing are made out of foam. So they're made of things that we call cake dummies, and they're in the shape of cake that you can carve down, and they're made out of styrofoam. So the reason why you do that is because it lasts, of course, longer than cake. It doesn't get the eternal rot and mould and things that cake likes to get when it's been left too long. And it's also then you can display them afterwards. So a lot of the cakes that are here, especially at this competition, which the work is with it, people have been working on these cakes for months and months and months. And, of course, if that's a real cake, it will deteriorate over that time. So creating something with foam allows you to still do all the things you would and create things with fondants and sculpts and paint and do all of those beautiful art, sugar art, but to not have the time frame, I guess, of the cake deteriorating in that time.
Do you like to bake at home, Zoe?
I love to bake. I love to bake. It makes me happy. It's one of those things, I think, when you bake cake, there's studies that have been shown that it does great things for your own mental health, but also then baking cakes and giving them to people. People don't bake cakes usually, or they don't come and order cakes from me when they're in their most miserable point in their lives, you know. People are having cakes for celebrations and mark milestones and be happy and parties and that sort of thing. So cakes bring people together and make them happy. So what's not good about that?
Absolutely. What's your favourite? Do you have one?
Probably the favourite thing is one of the things that I actually demonstrated at the show today, and I'll be doing again tomorrow, is making things that don't look like cake. So recently I made a hamburger out of cake.
I saw that.
Yeah, so that
that's nuts.
Completely edible, and made from all sorts of different things, from wafer paper and fondant to gelatin and isomalt and all different sorts of techniques that you can bring and textures that you can create. So that you create something that kind of bends your mind a little bit. You look at it and you go, well, it's a burger, but it's not. It's a chocolate
cake. Is.
So, yeah, they're the things that I really love to do.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now, just before I let you go, I know you're really busy and I appreciate your time today. If there's one tip you can give just for baking a basic cake or a normal cake at home for us mere mortals that that is a number one rule for you when you're baking your cake at home for us, what is it?
I think it's with everything. I think it goes from either with your baking, you're trying a new recipe, or you're trying to create something that's gravity-defying and ridiculous like we have here this weekend. I think it all comes back to confidence. I think if you back yourself, I know it sounds like an insto poster, but it's true. if you back yourself, then you're already halfway there. If you go in there doubting that you can create and that you can bake and that you can do it, then you've already talked yourself out of it. So you've just got to back yourself. It'll be amazing.
Thanks very much for your time.
Absolute pleasure.
It's been wonderful to talk to Zoe Byers, who you should mention to you yesterday. Have a look. Go online, a website, and have a look at these cakes. They're unbelievable. And the hamburger one's bizarre. Brisbane Showgrounds Exhibition Building, Bowen Hills, from today through to Sunday. So if you're looking for something to do, go to the International Cake Show Australia, hosted by Australian Cake Artists and Decorators Association.